Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, sir. Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. As always, I'm joined by my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I'm Antoine Weisslicker. Follow us on all social media by clicking the link tree. Leave a like, rating, and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. That shit helps us out a lot. We recording this on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to all you motherfuckers.
What he said.
Of course, you know, you got the football games going on today. I think the 1 o'clock suite had just ended.
Oh my gosh. This nigga Stevenson fumbled on the goal line.
Ramondre Stevenson for the Pats.
Bengals recovered. And the game's pretty much over now. The
game's pretty much over.
They were down 22-18 with less than a minute to play.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga just fumbled.
Wow. So he could have made something happen, but he didn't. That's the way it is, huh? That's the way it is.
I mean, fuck the Pats, you know.
I mean, that's always your philosophy. That's been your philosophy for a long time.
I think with them losing and us winning tomorrow, because we're beating the Packers tomorrow, we make the playoffs.
Right?
Because them and the Jets both suck.
And then the Jets both suck. Yeah. Man, you know, just put it away, man. Y'all get in there, man, and do your thing. Some of the games went final. Who we have go final here? Of course, we had the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Jets on Thursday night.
Because the Jets suck.
Pretty much. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Atlanta Falcons 17-9.
Because the Falcons suck.
The Detroit Lions, people were pulling for them, but they caught their L today, 37-23.
Yup.
I was pulling for those guys, man.
Yes, I know.
They could have made it. If they could have got some wins earlier though. They had some games where we thought they should have won, but
well, they had a bunch of injuries earlier too.
Yeah.
They didn't get good till they played us.
Right. Right. Buffalo beat Chicago.
I watched that game.
35-13.
This dude Fields ain't got no help. They was dropping passes for this nigga left and right.
He got no help out there.
No help. He was like, I'm not even scrambling. I'm about to get hurt for y'all. Yeah. It was. But they were up. They were up 10-6 at halftime.
They were up 10-6 at halftime?
Yeah.
Then they got put down like that?
I mean, it's the Bills. They are who they are.
They are who they are. What's the guy? Was Dennis Green shit? They are who we thought they were.
You know?
And that's why we took the damn field.
Fucking Josh Allen just said, I'm just going to stop throwing it and start running on y'all. And that's what he was doing.
That's what he was doing.
And then the running back started running the ball all over the place.
Right.
It's like the Bears, the defense quit, it seemed like, once they seen the offense. Just dropping passes all over the place. They were dropping bad passes.
Man, dropping bad passes.
It was bad. I know it was cold because it's Chicago. I know it's cold, but still.
Yeah.
Niggas is trash. They need to get that dude some help.
They need to get him some help.
Hell yeah.
Then we had New Orleans. They beat Cleveland 17-10.
They came back and won.
Yeah, man. New Orleans beat Cleveland. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Seattle Seahawks 24-10. And then, of course,
I told you Geno don't deserve to be in the Pro Bowl. You thought I was thought I was
Geno playing. Don't deserve to be in the Pro Bowl.
Hell no.
And then the Minnesota Vikings beat the New York Giants.
I watched that game, too.
27-24. You watched that game, too?
Most of it, until you pick me up.
Yeah.
The Vikings are pretenders that just keep winning. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
I don't know, man. They just, for some reason, man, they can't really lose. Like, every time you turn around.
They would have lost if we had Tua.
I can't argue with that, man.
That was our only home loss of the season.
Oh, that was at home?
Yeah, for us.
I thought y'all was undefeated at home. My bad.
Nah, we lost to them because we didn't have Tua.
Yeah.
you know, you guys are good, man. You guys are good.
You know, there's the memes going around with the first round exits. Dallas Cowboys. And the Vikings, first round exits.
I'm not going to call the Giants a first round. I mean, the Cowboys a first round exit. I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to do them like that?
They're good. They are a good team.
Man, they done blew some leads to the inferior competition.
Yo, the Jags, they're coming.
Yeah, they coming.
You know coming. I'm saying? That offense, they starting to click. They got healthy now because mm-hmm. they were hurt earlier in the year. Defensively is a different story, but that offense with the weapons, because they didn't have Travis Etienne for half the year.
Yeah, but their defense is injured too. They trying to get some guys back as well. Some of their draft picks, because they had mad draft first round picks. They had mad guys that they drafted in the first round this year.
And they also had to get that stink of Urban Meyer off of them.
Yeah, definitely had to get that off of them. Right now, Washington is playing San Francisco. They're about 8 minutes into the first quarter. Excuse me, I take that back. They're about 6 minutes into the first quarter. How long a quarter is in football? I forgot. Goddamn. Is it 15?
12 minutes.
12 minutes.
15.
It's 15.
15 minutes.
Okay, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was right. They are 8 minutes into the – I was right the first half. All right, so who you got winning that one?
What's the game?
Washington versus San Francisco. They're in San Francisco at that.
The 49ers should win. They should win. But Washington, it ain't going to be easy. Washington's, they're playing hard. They're trying to make the playoffs.
They are.
they're trying to make the playoffs.
Philadelphia is going to be facing off against Dallas today. This is going to be in Dallas.
Well, I expect Dallas to win just because Jalen Hurts ain't playing.
Jalen Hurts is out of this game.
He still got the mustache?
I think he still got the stash.
I mean, you can't count out the stash. They got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
You know, just continue to run the ball and do some play action. You know, Miles Sanders, give him the ball. I need him in fantasy.
Mm-hmm. The primetime game is going to be the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is at 8:15 tonight.
Does anybody really care?
We really don't.
Steelers are going to win.
The Steelers are going to win?
Just for the simple fact that they're celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, and homeboy just died who was integral in
Franco
that
Harris.
Play. Yes.
Yeah.
So they come.
So you telling me that – are you telling me that Mike Tomlin is going to be one step closer to not having another losing season?
One step.
I don't know what their last remaining games are, but
They play the Ravens, I know that.
Okay. They could possibly win that.
I want to say the Browns, but I'm not 100% sure.
They could possibly win those games, man.
They could.
Because the Browns ain't playing well. And the Ravens, of course, without Lamar Jackson, they've been dropping games.
Actually, I think they won the last two.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they won today. Then on Sunday, Christmas Day, we got four games that are going to be happening.
I thought it was three.
Oh no, yeah, it is three. I'm sorry. They got Monday game. Oh. Monday game. Okay, so three games on Christmas Day. We're starting off with your Miami Dolphins at home against the Green Bay Packers. You've already said y'all winning that game.
Yeah.
It's a given.
We're beating Aaron Rodgers and them.
Okay. And them.
Yeah.
This could potentially be the worst game that you've ever seen this season. My Los Angeles Rams versus the Denver Broncos.
Dude, they shouldn't even put that on TV for people to watch.
We're at the 4 o'clock hour.
They shouldn't even put that on TV for people to watch. It's not right. It's not right.
Yeah. It might be better than the other game, though. The last game of the week, well, of Sunday.
Dude, your game is going to be like 6-3 or 10-6, something stupid like that.
Nah, their defense is horrible. We could probably score. We could probably score.
You don't even know who your quarterback is.
Baker Mayfield is our quarterback. What are you talking about?
Oh, gosh, Baker, really?
Yeah, Baker's our quarterback. He's quarterback for the rest of the year. We could pretend. I mean, he looked bad yet last week against the Packers, though. Like,
Broncos actually have a good defense, though.
Their defense not better than the Packers' defense. Not at all. These dudes would be giving up mad points. But they be giving up mad points because their offense can't sustain drives. Like, which could be the case when they play at us because our defense is still pretty good, too. Still the top 15 defense, even though we...
Shit, Aaron Donald, I think he shut down for the season.
Yeah. We still good in the middle. We're not as good. Now, with him there, that's game-changing. But Greg Gaines, you know, Hoyt.
I don't know, man. I be looking. I be seeing your corners. Y'all look like they don't want to play.
No. Our corners is trash. don't get this twisted. Our corners is trash. Motherfuckers be like, why y'all always play that bend but don't break defense? Because if we put them corners one-on-one on an island and tell them to go stop somebody, motherfuckers scoring on us all day. When we played the Packers, Troy Hill was getting destroyed by Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs. Like, they was destroying them.
Dude. Christian Watson is good.
He is.
He. I guarantee he gonna burn Xavier Howard at least once or twice. Word up. He gonna burn Xavier Howard once or twice in the game. I already know it. And they put X in the Pro Bowl. This nigga ain't did nothing to be in the Pro Bowl. And I'm a Dolphins fan saying that. This nigga ain't did nothing to be in the Pro Bowl. He got one interception on the season. What the fuck he doing in the Pro Bowl? Did they not watch him get burned by every good receiver he played?
I don't think they watched him, dog. I don't think they watched him. But that Tampa Bay is going to be playing the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona, they are down to their third string quarterback. I think it's Todd McShurley or something like that, who's going to be the starter.
I mean, I hope he gets Hopkins the ball. That's all I need.
That's all you need?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't care about nobody else on the squad. Just get Hopkins the ball.
Just get Hopkins the
ball. He'll push off and get a catch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get a touchdown or two.
Just get Hopkins the ball. You know, Tom Brady out here about to get a coach fired and shit.
He needs to just hang it up. Tom Brady needs to hang it up.
Man, once he gets over his divorce, bro, he gonna be all right.
He can't even hit Mike Evans for a catch. I can't even start Mike Evans. I can't start Mike Evans. Like, this is... like, think about that in fantasy. This is Mike Evans. I can't even put this dude on the field.
That is kind of terrible, bro. Right? When you think about it, you're like, Mike Evans been a top 15 fantasy receiver his entire career, and you can't put him on the field right
now. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
It's bad, man. It's bad.
Some of it is Mike Evans, too. He dropped a lot of passes.
Yeah.
He did drop a lot of passes.
Yeah. I got Chris Godwin in the league. And
Godwin is balling, though.
He is. Yeah. You know. But, man.
Get a ball to Leonard Fournette some more.
Get a ball to Leonard Fournette. I thought they'd be using the rookie, man. They was using the guy, Rashad White. They be using him.
Okay, that's why they losing. Because Leonard Fournette ain't getting the ball enough.
That ain't why they losing.
I know, this is the bad team. I'm just saying. Give Leonard Fournette the ball some more.
They was giving him the ball. They was giving him the ball a whole lot. And what happened? They was the ranked dead last in rushing when they was giving him the ball.
No, because it was different, because Godwin was out. He wasn't playing then.
Right.
And Evans wasn't doing shit.
Right.
So you have to load the box.
Okay. So you think now they should be all right?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Give Leonard Fournette the ball. All
right, man.
We see what he do.
Okay.
And then, I know you be shitting on him.
Nah, man, I think he alright, man.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I do think he alright, man. You know, I shit on dudes like that. It's just certain dudes where I shit on them because I know they need the volume in order to be successful. Like, they're good guys. Like, I'm not saying he trash or nothing like that. I'm not going to call... I would never call a man trash. He's a good back. He's been a good back his entire career. He's just, you know... I fuck with some people sometimes. Just like y'all say, I come to the defense of people sometimes too much.
Like, yes, you do. Zach Wilson.
Again, man, I think Zach Wilson is a good quarterback. What? I think he's being sabotaged.
Derrick Henry ain't going to get 200 yards on the Texans. What the fuck is going on with these Titans? They really about to give the Texans their second win.
They're not a good team. They're not a good football team. They're not a good football team. And, I mean, they fired their GM midway through the year, right?
He should have been fired for getting rid of fucking,
A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's balling. He balled on them.
He was mad, bro. He was mad. He was like, y'all motherfuckers traded me for a first-round pick, and that was it. Like, they traded him just to get, Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks ain't played half the year. You know, he's been injured half the year. But I think with the Titans, man, it's, again, Derrick Henry is a special talent, man. This guy, he's really good. But you can't just depend on him getting 150 175 yards, 200 yards every game. Like, you can't depend on that every single game. You got to at least come with something else, and they can't come with nothing else.
Yeah, because they got rid of their best receiver.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill's safety blanket.
You know, you can't win games when everybody knows, look, all we got to do is, if we stop Derrick Henry enough to have the Titans fall down 14 points, we can win this game.
Dude, I can't wait for the Titans to not make the playoffs and the Jags get in. And we play the Jags in the first round. We're going to smack them.
If that happens.
Mm-hmm.
If the Titans don't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Do they clean house? Do they fire Mike Vrabel?
No.
You don't fire?
I don't think you fire Vrabel. It's not his fault. He's doing the best he can with what the GM gave him to work with. All
right.
And then your quarterback is hurt.
Right.
I understand.
You know, Tannehill ain't playing. You know?
I understand.
It's not Vrabel's fault.
And then the Monday night game, we got the Los Angeles Chargers facing off against the Indianapolis Colts. This is going to be in Indianapolis. Who you got winning this one?
I mean, why does Jeff Saturday still have a job?
They won a couple games.
They won one game with him, the very first game, and they lost everyone since, badly.
You know what I mean? He did take over a bad team.
I don't give a shit. You gave up a 30-point lead, 33-point lead last week. Oh, yeah. You gave up 40 points to the Cowboys in the fourth quarter a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Why is this dude still a head coach? If he was black, he would have been got fired.
Well, he the interim head coach.
I don't give a shit.
They brought him in there to lose games. Like, at least they brought a white guy in there to lose games. You know, they always bring the black guy in as the interim coach.
They could have promoted whoever offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator.
You know what, though? I am. Because the offensive and defensive coordinators and the wide receivers coach, all of them, I guess they was black. I'm glad they didn't do that to these guys. Because this would have been a blemish on their record. Like, yo, you let...
It's not a blemish on their record because it's a bad team.
I understand that. But it'd be a blemish on their record if they was the head coach at the time.
No, but it's different if you giving up 33-point leads.
Right.
40 points in the fourth quarter.
Do you think they're going to hire him full-time as the head coach?
They would be stupid to do so.
They would be stupid to do so?
This man had no head coaching experience. He was talking to Stephen A. Smith on First Take every week. And you just give him a job?
It's all right when it's all right, bro.
You just give him a job?
I'm saying, man, it's all right when it's all white, bro. They would never did that with a nigga. Like, niggas ain't ever getting that opportunity. Like, I come from the fucking booth. Just like what that dude was from the Raiders. Came from the booth. It was the GM.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what is his name? Mark Mayock? Whatever his name is.
Something like that.
Like, bro, you can't come from the booth and then just be out here fucking coaching. That's because that's what Saturday was. He came from the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Calling games and shit.
But Louis Riddick, one of the smartest men I've ever seen on TV, can't get a job.
Oh, my man. Dog.
I wanted him as my GM. I mean, I'm happy with Greer, but bro. I wanted Louis Riddick. This man can't get a job.
Yo, Louis Riddick, when it comes to football in general, this dude is one of the sharpest minds you've ever seen. You can talk to this dude for hours about football. I can listen to this man talk for hours about football. And he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. And nobody has given him a shot yet. He will turn a franchise around. He will. I know he will.
He will. The first year will be bad because for GMs, it's always bad. And it's the second and third year.
But the thing is about him, he don't just know the front office part of things. He know that shit from the field up.
Mm-hmm.
He can talk to you about, oh, the safeties over here, they supposed to be doing this. They supposed to be doing that. The corner's supposed to be doing this, supposed to be doing that. The defensive end line. He can talk about every position on the field and tell you what they supposed to be doing and why.
He is my favorite person in football who doesn't have a football job, who's not in the NFL.
Yeah.
You put that man on anybody's squad, it's getting turned around.
It's getting turned around.
It's getting turned around.
I'm hoping and praying that he gets one this upcoming year, man.
Just not in the AFC East.
Just not in the AFC.
Yeah, man. I don't want you on the Bills, the Jets, the Patriots.
That's a good one.
You know,
you gotta remain true to your squad, bro. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
Gotta remain true to
your squad. Go to the NFC. We'll see you in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Gotta remain true to your squad. I got no problems with that. I got no problems with that.
But give this man a job. Somebody, please. Please. There's bad GMs out there.
Yeah.
Shit. Put him in. He can go to the Titans. They just fired theirs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Shit.
He'll turn them around. He'll
put him in Indy. Because their GM, what they're putting together over there. Ugh.
Now, the Titans were in the hunt as the fourth seed. I don't understand. Well, I guess because they were division leaders.
They're division leaders, yes.
Yeah. So, with this loss, I don't really think that changes anything. Well, no, they...
It doesn't change anything right now. They still got to play the Jags, I think, the last game of the season.
Well, yeah, it does change a little bit. It gives the Jags an opportunity to take the lead here. You know, to take the division. Because the Jags won against the
Airplanes.
The Jets. Yeah. So this gives an opportunity for the Jags to take this. So.
I hope the Jags do.
You know.
To be the laughing stock of the league last year. To division champs.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. The Ravens are at fifth.
I believe in Trevor Lawrence.
You believe in Trevor Lawrence?
He was good in college.
Yeah, he was a good quarterback.
You know,
we talked about that in the group, about the bad coaching, how it affects quarterbacks. Man.
It does. And I know all too well,
you know,
with Tua and Brian Flores, coaching matters.
Bad coaching affects quarterbacks, man. And also, when you don't have a good offensive coordinator, if you're a defensive head coach, you need a good offensive coordinator that's going to cultivate the talent of that quarterback, protect them, put them in position to succeed. And a lot of these defensive head coaches don't have that. They don't have a good offensive coordinator in place. Maybe because they can't identify the talent.
No, I think the problem is they don't care about the offense at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're defensive coordinators.
Right.
They care about their defense. take Brian Flores, for instance, on the Dolphins. He cared about the offense at nothing. Nothing at all. He gave Tua no help. Yeah. He beefed up the defense. Our defense was elite.
Right.
But the offense wasn't shit. And then he blamed Tua for everything.
Pretty much.
Like, oh, Tua's not good. I didn't want him. I want the fucking sex offender. And we see what the sex offender is doing right now.
Oh. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. He out there looking like shit.
Yeah. I think he need... Well, we'll see how he looks next year.
I understand that. He's not a bad quarterback. But he did have a couple games under his belt already, and he still looked like shit. And you got two beast running backs. And you got a good wide receiver.
I have not seen this man play. I ain't going to even lie. I haven't watched one game of his.
Because they're not worth watching with him. They were better with Brisket.
Shit. I know that took a lot for you to say, man. That took a lot for you to say. I know it did.
No, it didn't. They were better with Brisket.
Oh, okay. Because I know you don't like Brisket like that.
I don't like him on my squad.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a fuck about anybody else's team. I don't want him on mine. We seen what he does when he was on the Dolphins. Like, nah. Nah.
So, do want to talk about this Pro Bowl, man. Pro Bowl rosters here.
Oh, you mean the snubs?
The snubs. The rosters in general.
There's a lot of snubs out there.
So, over in the NFC, man, the quarterbacks that you got up there, you got Jalen Hurts. You got Geno Smith, and you got Kirk Cousins. What did you think of that, man?
Well, I originally told you Geno shouldn't be on there. And he keeps proving me right every week by his gameplay. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Kirk Cousins, who keeps pulling wins out of his ass. That's the only reason why he's there. He keeps pulling wins out of his ass. You know what I'm saying? Throwing to Justin Jefferson. Because he can't hit nobody else.
TJ Hockenson, he hit him a couple times today.
Well, keep hitting TJ. I need him in fantasy. Yeah. I got him in fantasy. Keep hitting TJ.
You know what I mean? They just win football games. I don't know how they win football games.
I watched them play the Giants today. The Giants dropped interceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kirk was throwing them interceptions, and the Giants was dropping them shits.
Yeah. I thought Justin Fields could have had an eye here.
No. Not on that badass team he's playing on. I understand. It's... You know, the Pro Bowl is how good you play individually.
Right.
This dude can't win a fucking game with them.
He cannot win a game with them.
I think they just lost, what, their eighth straight, something like that?
Something like that. Then for the running backs, you had Saquon, Tony Pollard, and Miles Sanders.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I thought they did good with this one.
I'm fine with the running backs. I mean, also, but going back to the quarterbacks, though, I don't know who you take out and put in. The NFC is bad at quarterbacks right now.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron Rodgers ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady ain't shit.
Right. Matthew Stafford's been injured the half of the year, so, yeah. I mean,
do you put Jimmy G in?
Nah. I don't think so. Yeah, I can't think of no other quarterback.
You know, it's bad out there.
You know, Kyle Juszczyk. He always gets in as the fullback because he's the only actual true fullback that I know of.
Okay.
Do you know any of fullbacks?
We got a fullback. Eric Engel.
Oh, okay.
He didn't get in.
Who got in and then?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll find out.
I just know it wasn't him.
Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, and Terry McLaurin makes it as the wide receivers.
Okay.
I don't got no issue with this. I think these four receivers all over 1,000 yards, they're all the primary guy for their team. They've done what they're supposed to do. You know?
Okay. Do Do you have an issue with Christian McCaffrey not getting in?
Nah. Nah.
I've seen it out there. That's why I bring it up.
Nah, Miles Sanders has been doing his thing this year. Tony Pollard, surprisingly, is balled out this year, surprisingly.
He's like, better than Zeke.
I wouldn't call him better than Zeke. I just think what they do with him, he's able to shine. I think if Zeke wasn't on the team, he would not be as good as he is. Because Zeke runs it, wears down the defense, and then you got him on those outside zones, and he does a lot in the receiving game.
Okay.
I think if it was just him, it's kind of like that when
the Packers, Aaron Brown, Aaron Jones, and Dylan.
Or I was going to say, like, Warwick Dunn and Mike Allstott. Like, I was going to say one of those type things. You know, it's that power versus speed type shit. I think if he was in the backfield by himself and you asked him to go out there and give you 20 to 25 carries a game, then we see him come down to earth a little bit. And you'd be like, all right.
You can't say that because we don't know.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I said that's what I think. I ain't say that what it would be. But, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Tony Pollard. I think he deserves to be in the Pro Bowl this year from what he's done. He's played tremendous. Okay. And I ain't got him on no fantasy teams. I'm kind of upset about that. Because I had an opportunity to get him on some fantasy teams, and I ain't get him.
Because he's not the primary back.
Right.
So most people don't draft him, at least not early.
Now, I'm talking about I had some opportunities to trade for him and didn't take him.
Well, it's like, the Cowboys. You never know with them. Yeah. Cowboys going cowboy.
Yeah. Tight ends was George Kittle and TJ Hockenson.
I don't know why Kittle's there. He ain't did shit this year, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
He had maybe, what, two, three good games? But I guess his tight ends, like, are they really? No. No, I can't even say that. Different conference.
Evan Ingram?
Yeah. Different conference.
Hey, all you had to do, I knew exactly what you were talking about. Like, that boy was left for dead. People was like, nah.
On the Giants, man. Yeah.
But, you know, on the offensive line, you had Trent Williams, Lane Johnson from the Philadelphia Eagles. Tristan Wirfs from the Buccaneers, Zach Martin from the Cowboys, Landon Dickerson, Chris Lindstrom, Travis Kelce, Frank Rignall. I can't argue with none of these guys, man. They've all been great offensive linemen their whole career.
Yeah, shout out to the linemen. Y'all do the dirty work.
On the defensive side of the ball, on the line, Nick Bosa, Brian Burns, DeMarcus Lawrence, Aaron Darnold, Jonathan Allen, and Dexter Lawrence. Honestly, man, it helps his Hall of Fame resume, I guess. But Aaron Donald could have been left off this.
He could have been left off this.
I'm a Rams fan. I think he missed a lot of games this year because he got injured. But he could have been left off.
He's not the only person that missed a lot of games that's going to the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt, yeah. At the linebackers, man, we had Michael Parsons, Darius Smith, Hassan Reddick, Fred Warner, and DeMario Davis.
I'm fine with that.
I got no problem with these. Corners, we had Darius Slay, Trayvon Diggs, Tariq Woodland, Zaire Alexander, Quandre Diggs.
I don't know about Buda Zaire Baker, Alexander.
And Hufanga from the 49ers. That boy has been playing very, very good.
I don't know about Zaire Alexander.
Why not?
He's missed some games. And the Packers suck.
Yeah.
Quandre Diggs played okay. I don't know about Trayvon Diggs. I don't know how he's been this year with the Cowboys.
Well, he obviously ain't getting the interceptions he got last year.
Yeah.
But we don't hear his name as much getting burnt like he got last year. So. So.
But Woodland from the Seahawks and Darius Slay from the Eagles, they've been shutting guys down. Like, they've been shutting people down. So, I'm okay with those two guys.
Yeah.
Over in the AFC, man, quarterback position, we got Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow. Tua got snubbed.
I understand Joe Burrow is having a good season. And here's the bad part about all of this. Every year, you can pencil in Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to the Pro Bowl every year, barring injury. So,
true.
The third quarterback is going against the rest of the AFC.
But Tua's got the numbers to be.
Tua has the numbers. Maybe they're. The only thing I'm thinking about with Tua, they're holding his 3-game losing streak against him.
But you could do the same thing with Joe Burrow. At the beginning of the year, they was losing. And he threw 4 interceptions in a game.
Yeah, Tua ain't throwing no 4 interceptions. You know what I'm saying? Tua has 5 interceptions on the year.
Yeah. So, the Joe Burrow thing, I think Joe Burrow could have been left off this and Tua should have been in.
Not to mention, statistically, Tua is number 1 in almost every category.
Exactly. So, that should have been a thing where we put the guy in that deserves to be in, you know.
But we all know the voters don't like Tua.
Yeah.
They don't. Plain and simple. They don't like Tua. They don't respect Tua.
Right.
Meanwhile, all he does is light y'all teams up. But they blame it. Oh, that's all Tyreek Hill. Somebody's got to throw Tyreek Hill the ball.
Yeah.
Every quarterback needs weapons. I don't care who you are. Yes, Tom Brady left New England because he ain't had no goddamn weapons.
Yeah, he did. At the running back positions, Nick Chubb, Josh Jacobs, and Derrick Henry. I got no issues with this.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I will say, I'm going to give an honorable mention to Breece Hall. I know he got hurt.
Yeah.
But
he was balling.
Dead balling. Yeah, he was.
He was on pace to break some rookie records and shit.
Yeah, he was. He was balling. I know he's a Jet. I don't hate.
Yeah.
I hate on the squad. I don't hate on individual players. And that man was doing some shit. So
Patrick Ricard was the fullback that made it from the Ravens.
Whatever.
Wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, and Jamar Chase.
Okay. Why is Jamar Chase on there and not Jalen Waddle? Jalen Waddle is, as far as yards and, first off, Jalen Waddle leads the NFL in yards per catch.
Mm-hmm.
With like 18 or something like that. He's top 5 or 6 in yards.
Mm-hmm.
Jamar Chase, he's been hurt. He ain't got the stats my dude got. He might have more touchdowns.
He's got 1 more touchdown than Jalen Waddle.
He's in there for name alone.
He is in there for name alone. And I talked about this in the group chat. Better stats than Jamar Chase. His counterpart, T. Higgins, his teammate, has better stats than him. Christian Kirk has better stats than him. We talked about Jalen Waddle having better stats than him. It was one more. I forgot who the hell it was. Oh, Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper has better stats than him. So you got 4 people, at least off the top of my head, that I know that got better stats in the AFC than Jamar Chase. He shouldn't be here. I understand he's a tremendous talent. But you're going off name alone. You're riding high off of his performance last season if you put him in the Pro Bowl this year. And that's not right. It's not right. Jalen Waddle should have been in here. He's got better stats than all of those guys.
Not to mention, he's been top five in every statistical category as a receiver this year.
Yep.
All year long. Like we said, Ja'Marr Chase, he don't miss games. Mm-hmm. Waddle ain't miss no game.
As far as tight ends is concerned, Travis Kelce, he's a given. Mark Andrews shouldn't be here. Evan Engram has played well all season long. He should have been here. Mark Andrews has not played well at all this season. Even when Lamar Jackson was on the field, Mark Andrews wasn't playing well.
It's the Jags. They don't respect Florida teams from what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You know? They don't respect Florida teams.
Offensive linemen, Terrell Armstead, Laremy Tunsil, Orlando Brown, Joe Bettino, Quentin Nelson, Joe Tunney, Creed Humphrey, and Mitchell Morse all made the Pro Bowl.
I think Connor Williams should have got a nod for the Dolphins at center.
At center?
Yeah. I'll say he has some bad snaps because he moved from guard to center. This is his first year playing center.
Mm-hmm.
But we would be good without him.
Right.
I know they put Teron Armstead in, and he missed some games too. But we see the difference when he's not playing than when he is playing. When he's not playing, ill. You know what I'm saying? Like, ill.
On the defensive line, we had Miles Garrett, Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, Chris Jones, Quentin Williams, and Jeffrey Simmons.
Okay, I got some issues with that. At least for me, Christian Wilkins should be in the Pro Bowl. You can't watch a Miami Dolphins game without his name being called at least 12 times for him making this play.
I would take off Trey Hendrickson for him from the Bengals. Trey Hendrickson has not had the year that he had last season. Again, we're talking about names. You're putting him on there because he's got a name. Outside linebacker Matt Judon, Khalil Mack, TJ Watt, inside linebacker Rokel Smith.
Okay. And TJ Watt.
CJ Mosley.
TJ Watt missed like half the goddamn season. There's mm-hmm. no reason for him to be in there. None. You could put anybody else.
Definitely.
I'll throw my boy Jalen Phillips in there.
Yeah.
Just because he's been killing the league the last 8 games or whatever.
Yeah. You could change that up. Cornerbacks.
Cornerbacks, I'm a Dolphins fan. Get rid of Xavier Howard. He has no business being in the Pro Bowl. I watched every Dolphins game this year, and he's got burnt in every game this year. At least twice.
Yeah. But they did Sauce Gardner, Patrick Surtain.
I'm happy Sauce Gardner got in.
And Marlon Humphrey.
I think Sauce Gardner should be Defensive Rookie of the Year in the AFC.
At the safeties, Minka Fitzpatrick, Derwin James, and Jordan Poyer from the Bills.
Like, I want to have a problem with Minka because he missed games. Mm-hmm. But when he does play, you definitely see the difference. So it's like, I want to have a problem with it, but I can't have a problem with it.
Definitely. But those are the people that made the Pro Bowl, man. We talked about some of the snubs. What else we got going on in sports, man?
The Bulls suck.
The Bulls suck.
Mm-hmm. The Warriors suck.
The Warriors suck.
I don't know. Like, I haven't been watching too much basketball. I do follow my Bulls. I know they suck.
Okay.
I know the Warriors, Steph Curry is hurt, but they sucked while he was there too, so.
Christmas Day games, man. We got the Philadelphia 76ers facing off against the New York Knicks.
Who the fuck wants to watch that?
Then you got the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Dallas Mavericks.
Who wants to watch? First off, maybe if everybody was healthy, but the whole Lakers squad, not the whole Lakers squad, but LeBron's hurt, AD's hurt, Westbrook is hurt. So I'm just going to watch Luka drop a triple-double on these dudes. I'll watch that. I'll watch Luka drop a triple-double on the bench squad.
Yeah. The Milwaukee Bucks versus the Boston Celtics.
That'll be a good game. I'm going to watch that game. That'll be a good game.
The Memphis Grizzlies versus the Golden State Warriors.
See, that's not worth watching. Not with Steph out.
That's the prime time game, too. That's 8 o'clock.
Well, hey. Nobody expected Steph to get hurt. Steph versus Ja, that's must see. But
yeah, and then the 10:30 game is gonna be the Phoenix Suns versus the Denver Nuggets.
Nobody cares about niggas shit on the Suns. All right, they're crybabies. Especially Devin Booker, he might be like the biggest crybaby in the league.
You gonna know him like that, man?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, bro. I'm watching these motherfuckers play.
I don't watch them play either. I watch highlights, and I see him crying. Like, boo-hooing out there.
And hey, man, it is what it is, you know. But those are the games that'll be on tomorrow. So
don't let the NFL and their three shitty games be better than y'all, all right? I'm telling the NBA right now, don't let the three shitty NFL games be better than the five games y'all putting on TV.
You never know, man. You never know. What's been happening in wrestling, bro?
I watched Raw and I watched SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So, Alexa Bliss, she is challenging for the Women's Raw Championship against Bianca Belair. And she's slowly turning heel. Well, it's not slowly anymore.
Alexa Bliss is slowly turning heel.
Well, what it is, it's the Bray Wyatt thing. Bitch.
Alexa, stop.
I was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, Bray Wyatt is...
Alexa, stop. So it's the Bray Wyatt thing?
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. She turned on Bianca Belair. She busts her in the back of the head with a vase during a backstage segment. It was supposed to be all, you know, cordial, friendly, whatever.
She did Bianca like that for real, though.
Well, you know how I don't know if you've been watching, but every time Alexa Bliss is on TV, Bray Wyatt's symbol flashes behind her.
Oh, okay.
And then she changes.
What do you mean she changes?
Well, she just act different.
Oh, she act different? Oh,
yeah, okay. Like she get possessed or something.
Mm. So they're making it work, huh?
So that happened, and yeah, she bust Bianca Belair in the back of the head with a vase.
Wow.
So, and if not next week, the week after, they're going to have a championship match.
Okay. So who wins that?
Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair keeps
the only person that's taking that belt off of her is Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. So they building up Rhea Ripley for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rhea Ripley. She actually had a botch fest against Akira Tozawa.
You call it a botch fest?
It was terrible.
It was a terrible match.
They were trying, but they had no chemistry, and it really showed.
Yeah. So was it one of those ones where he trying not to hit her?
No, he was trying to do stuff that she wasn't ready for, like acrobatic shit to me. Okay. That's how I looked at it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. What's been going on with the Bloodline?
Well, they did. The Usos defended their belts and won, of course, against what's the black guys?
Street Profits?
No. The other ones.
The other bad guys.
Where Swerve was.
Oh, Hit Row.
Hit Row, yes. They beat Hit Row.
Mm-hmm.
They defended their belts against Hit Row. Beat them. Then I don't know if you know, but the New Day is NXT champs.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay. I knew that. Sammy, they won that on the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Yeah. Sami Zayn and Roman tag next week against Kevin Owens and John Cena.
John Cena's gonna wrestle?
Yeah, he has to wrestle at least once a year. This is his one match for the year to keep it going for 20 years or whatever it's been.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, so that's happening.
Okay. And that's happening next Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, okay.
Raquel Gonzalez, she's got a match. She's got a title match. They were in a gauntlet match. And she won, so she's number one contender to Ronda. That'll happen next week as well.
And that's Raquel Gonzalez.
Yes. Even though I don't feel she should have won, but that's their storyline. Xia Li was the star of the gauntlet match to me.
Xia Li's always the star of the gauntlet match.
Because she kicked it off. She beat the first two people, and then she lost to Raquel. But Xia Li was doing her thing. She needs to get more shine.
She does.
She beat the girl with the shiniest wizard who shouldn't be hitting the shiniest wizard.
That bitch gonna blow out another knee.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Tegan Knox, man, but you do need to do a different finisher, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't blew out both of your knees mm-hmm. twice.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Do something else.
Oh, Bronson Reed came back.
Right, right.
That was on Smack on Raw. Happy to see him back. He helped Miz win his money back in the ladder match against what's his name?
Dexter Lumis.
Yes.
I heard about this.
Yes.
People were upset that, you know, this man beat Okada in the G1 and now he's back here being, you know, the lapdog or whatever you want to call it for the Miz.
I don't think he's a lap dog.
Yeah.
First off, say what you want about The Miz. The Miz is on TV every week.
He's on TV.
You know what I'm saying? You want to get your TV time. You want to stick to somebody who's getting TV time.
That's true.
You know? And then you branch off and do what you're doing. Like, I don't know if Champ is hurt or whatever, but...
He is hurt.
Okay. Because we ain't seen him. But he was getting all the TV time when he was with The Miz.
He was.
You know?
Yeah.
Logan Paul was getting all the TV time when he was with The Miz. We ain't seen Logan Paul. And actually, he's hurt. So, fuck.
Yeah, he tore his ACL, MCL, meniscus.
I don't think it was that bad. I think they changed that. But his knee is still tore up, though.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah I mean... Who knows if Dexter Lumis would be getting all the TV time he's getting if he wasn't feuding with The Miz.
True.
I'm just saying.
You got to give it a chance, man. And then you got to think about, they were talking about how all the people that were with The Miz didn't go on to have successful solo stuff. But when they were with The Miz, they were at the top of their game. The B team.
Sandow.
Damian Sandow. Yeah.
Sandow was never hotter than when he was with The Miz.
Exactly.
In any company.
Yeah. Who else was with The Miz? What's the dude who they did the backstage segments all the time with? John Morrison. Excuse me. John Morrison.
Yeah.
When you was with The Miz, man, you hot, man.
Nah, he's different, though. He was hot everywhere.
He was hot everywhere else.
He has except. Been. He's won titles everywhere except WWE. Yeah. You know,
but I mean, when you got a guy like The Miz that could put you over and get you into that position,
yeah,
that's what you want.
You want somebody that's gonna put you over.
And they didn't capitalize on it, but when he cut that promo on Daniel Bryan on fucking Smack, Talking Smack or whatever the fuck it was,
Talking Smack.
If they would have been able to capitalize on that, then it...
Daniel the only reason why they couldn't capitalize on it, because Daniel Bryan wasn't clear to wrestle at that point.
Yeah. So, Miz can get you over, man. It's just what it, what you do with it after. What they do with you after that is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that, you know, Triple H isn't necessarily happy with some of the people that he brought back. I think that's more booking than anything. Mm-hmm. You bring back Harry and Cross, you do nothing with them.
Yeah.
You're doing nothing with them. I mean, now he's starting to get into a thing with Rey Mysterio. But you were supposed to do that like a month ago.
I don't want
to
see him do anything with Rey Mysterio.
I just want to see him beat the shit out of Rey Mysterio. I'm fine with that.
Give me something different. You know what I mean?
I'm fine with him beating, you know, giving that fake chokehold to Rey Mysterio, holding the ear. Holding the ear. You know, I'm fine with that. Give him something to do. They've done absolutely nothing with Bray Wyatt. I'm tired of him already.
Well,
he just comes out there and talk.
I thought they were doing something now, like with LA Knight.
Yeah, he comes out there and talks.
He got LA Knight got attacked or something. Is that
yeah, right? Not by Bray Wyatt, by Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy. Who the fuck is Uncle Howdy?
To me, it looks like Bo. Bo Dallas. That's how I think it looks like Bo.
Okay.
But we don't really know because motherfuckers in a Uncle Howdy mask and whatever.
Right. But if it is Bo, then what? Is that good progression? Still not doing nothing with Bray Wyatt, but is that a good progression?
Bray Wyatt's been there for what? 2-3 months. Ain't had a match.
Well, yeah.
They're doing nothing with him.
Right.
I watch wrestling for wrestling.
Right.
I want to see you in the ring, not talking every fucking week about nothing.
But the umbrella of Bray Wyatt, the umbrella. If we got Alexa Bliss and we got Bo Dallas and all of these people are eating off of his creativity.
A wrestling fan. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care about none of that. You're diving into the storyline that Vince probably would have shut down. That's Vince got rid of your ass because of the shit you wanted to do, which is probably this.
but my thing is, though, like, it's compelling. Like, well, to some people, it's compelling storylines or whatever, right? If we move into a situation where these other people are eating off of this and they're putting on good wrestling matches because of it.
Dude, no wrestling.
I know right now there's no wrestling. That's what I'm asking you.
But that's just it. There is no wrestling. It's been months. No. There is no wrestling.
Gotcha. So I understand that you're fed up with it.
He has not had a wrestling match since he's been back.
Yeah. I was just playing devil's advocate about the situation. Like, yo, if we do pay this off with good wrestling, will it be worth it? But we're taking too long to get
You know there. What he did, Bray Wyatt? He snapped. He beat the shit out of a referee this week. He beat a referee up.
He beat a referee.
He beat a referee.
That's up. It.
Yep. No, not a referee. A cameraman.
A cameraman.
He beat the cameraman up.
Okay. I haven't been watching this shit because I don't really care about this. I told you. We're both on the same page about this. I just was playing devil's advocate because I told you a long time ago. I was like, yo, they're not doing anything with this guy. I'm getting sick of it. Like, when are they going to do something with this?
Yeah, he snapped. He beat the cameraman up. He's been back for 2-3 months. Still ain't had a match.
Yeah.
Still ain't had a match.
So, hopefully they do something with that.
Imperium had a fun match with...
I was just about to ask you about Walter.
Nah, Walter wasn't there.
Uh huh.
But they're gonna have a feud between Walter and Braun Strowman.
Okay.
It probably won't even be a feud. It'll just be like a Royal Rumble match or something, which is whatever. Walter's gonna win that.
Right.
But like I said, Imperium, they had a fun match between Braun and Ricochet. What was it called? What was the name of the match? They have it every year. Miracle on 34th Street fight match. But it was fun.
Okay.
It was fun. You know, there was tables. The New Day was there kicking niggas in nuts. They were just as nutcrackers kicking niggas in nuts.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
It was a fun match. It ended the show.
And what's the next pay-per-view up?
Like
for any promotion? Next.
It's any promotion, that I don't know. It's probably Wrestle Kingdom, maybe.
Yeah, I know they got two nights. They're doing it at the beginning of the month and at the end of the month, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But at WWE, their next pay-per-view is Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Okay.
AEW, I don't know. They just had a show like 2-3 weeks ago. Swerve finally turned on Keith Lee. Officially.
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 Yeah. Swerve jumped him with two people that nobody knows, and he's got his own faction now. Yeah.
Well, good for him.
It's hard to watch AEW. For me. I know, obviously, people love it.
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
So, yeah, January 4th is Wrestle Kingdom. Night one.
Next week. Literally yeah. next
week. Well, literally next week.
Yeah, just about.
And they got 12 matches on the card.
Gosh.
Shit's going to be long. Shit is going to be long.
Well, I ain't watching it live.
Well, they got 10 they got 10 matches on the main card. 10 matches on the main card. Including FTR, man. FTR is going to be out there.
They're
defending their championships.
Yeah, they're going to lose. They're dropping all their belts. All Tony Khan has them doing right now is taking L's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you watched the Ring of Honor show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they dropped their belts there.
Mm-hmm.
They just took two straight L's on AEW TV.
Wow.
They lost to the Acclaimed. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else. Clean.
Yeah.
And I'm sure AAA is tired of them having their belts and not defending them. So the next time they defend those, they'll probably drop those two.
Yeah.
They haven't defended them since they won them, if I'm correct.
Yeah. The Good Brothers are going to be there. Carl Anderson, he's defending his Never Open Weight Championship against Tama Tonga.
Yeah, that's a loss. Yeah. Tama Tonga's taking that.
Yeah. Will Ospreay will be defending his United States Championship against Kenny Omega.
Will Ospreay should be winning that.
Jay White will be defending the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship against Okada.
Okada should be winning that. Even though Jay White probably should keep it. But, you know, they
now, I think this is redemption for Okada. I think Jay White has beat Okada like 3 times. Or two times. Two times. He's beat him 2 times.
But this is Wrestle Kingdom.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that Okada should be winning this match.
Like I said, Okada will win the match, but he probably shouldn't.
He shouldn't?
He always wins at Wrestle Kingdom, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Kairi Sane is going to defend her IWGP Women's Championship at this event as well. Yeah,
and she will win, and then Sasha Banks will challenge her.
Good shit.
Excuse me, Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Because she's not signing back with WWE.
There's been reports that she ended her deal a long time ago. Her deal was up over the summer.
It was
and they
up.
Negotiated out of it because they were trying to add, you know, the dates that she didn't.
Yeah, because you can add the time yeah. because she quit.
Yeah, they were trying
they
to add
fire
the time.
Her. She quit.
They were trying to add the time, but she negotiated out of the adding time.
And they wanted to bring her back, but she wanted too much goddamn money.
Yeah. You know, Leo Rush is back, man. Leo Rush is out there. He's going to be teaming with...
he never left. It's just AEW didn't use him. Yeah. They don't use a lot of people.
Him and Yo are going
to
be...
you know, I can't wait for Miro's contract to be up so he can go back to WWE.
Yeah.
Where he will get used. Same thing with Andrade, because he wants out and Tony Khan ain't letting him out.
Yeah.
You're paying these people to sit at home. You're being vindictive.
Yeah. I think this match is going to be a good match for the Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championships. Leo Rush and Yo are going to be facing off against T.J. Perkins and Okara. I think that's going to be a good match.
It will be.
Yeah.
They're all talented.
All those guys are talented. They have an Inoki Memorial six-man tag team match as well. For those who don't know, Antonio Inoki is the one who founded New Japan Pro Wrestling. And he was their first champion. So Suzuki, which Suzuki-Gun is dissolved as of the beginning of the year.
Yep. Because Suzuki, he's going to retire within the next year or so.
Yeah.
And everybody can peacefully go their separate ways.
Suzuki-Gun was a great faction. The guys that they had in there in Suzuki-Gun were like strong style, hard hitting type guys. You know, with the exception of ZSJ, he was more of a technical type of guy. He would fuck you up, though. He would fuck you up.
Dude, I want him out of New Japan.
You want him out of New Japan?
Yes.
He might be the inaugural New Japan television champion, though.
I want him out of New Japan. I want him in WWE.
Yeah.
I really do. Triple H is now giving people time to wrestle. Letting dudes have 20-minute matches. Give me a 20-minute match with Zack Sabre Jr. And fucking...
Yo, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Pete Dunne would be amazing, bro.
Yes.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus Pete Dunne.
Give me Zack Sabre Jr., Pete Dunne. Zack Sabre Jr. versus fucking Seth Rollins. Zack Sabre Jr. versus fucking...
Walter.
Nah, Walter might chop the shit out of him.
He could take it, though. He could take it, though.
Oh, no.
Did him and Ricochet have matches? I think they had matches before.
If they did, I didn't see it, so give me that, yeah, too. Yeah. You know?
Oh, man.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus AJ Styles. I ain't never seen that.
I think they've had matches,
too. I'm pretty sure they did, yeah, but I ain't never seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Give me Zack Sabre Jr. versus a healthy Cody Rhodes when he come back.
Yeah. They've had matches, too, I think. They did have a couple matches.
I know, but I think I see one or two, but still. This is on the big stage.
On the big stage. Yo, Zack Sabre Jr., bro. Whoo, man.
You know, give me Zack Sabre Jr. versus Trick Williams or something like that.
Yeah. Isn't he in
Trick Williams?
Oh, Trick Williams?
Not Trick. The other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one. The good one. To go, well, I'm sorry, Trick.
Carmelo Hayes. Hayes, yeah.
Yes.
Carmelo Hayes. Shit, I would even like to see, I wouldn't even be mad if you put Zack Sabre Jr. versus Chad Gable. You could start him off with that. Mm. If you want to start him off with that,
you can't start him off with that.
You can't start him off with that?
You build up to that.
Chad Gable, though, they don't do much with him, though.
He puts on bangers.
Chad Gable is incredible.
Yo, give me Zack Sabre Jr. versus Dolph Ziggler. That'll be a hell of a fucking match, man.
Give me start that off.
Start him off with Dolph Ziggler. Start it off with that.
Yo, put him in. When you said banger, though, I immediately thought of Sheamus. You put him in there with Sheamus, bro?
Nah, you hold off on the
you
Sheamus.
Hold off on
you
Sheamus?
Hold off on Sheamus.
Yo.
Because Sheamus, he's no
Sheamus going to put banger on, yeah, bro. That's my
banger
guy.
After banger. You know what I'm saying? You hold off on that. And then you give me Zack Sabre Jr. versus Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn. Yo, put Zack Sabre Jr. in the WWE right motherfucking now. Right now.
Incredible matches, man. It's just certain people, like.
And then bring Sonata over, because y'all wasted him. Y'all don't know what the fuck to do over there with him. Bro, Stop wasting Sonata, man.
Sonata is literally a glue guy that you can put in. You can put him in the ring with anybody.
God damn.
You can put him in the ring with anybody, man. I love Sonata, man. He's one of my favorite wrestlers. And to think that this guy cannot get championship gold. They put the championship on him, and then he got hurt, and he ain't seen championship gold since. This dude is a guy that you could just put in there with anybody. He's had bangers.
And he's still young, man.
It's funny that he's still young. He's like 27 years old. Yeah. Like, he hasn't even hit his prime peak yet. Most wrestlers, they peak when they like 32, 33.
Also, give me Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shinsuke. I ain't seen that. Shit, Dan will do nothing with Shinsuke. He ain't even on TV.
Yo,
I want to see that too.
Damn.
Or give me Sonata versus Shinsuke. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
But you got anything else for the people, man, before we get out of here, man?
Yeah, man. If you got $200, go check out what's homegirl name that got released?
Oh, Mandy Rose.
Yeah, go check out Mandy Rose.
You don't need $200. It's 40. Her shit is $40 a month.
The exclusive.
I thought it was $40 a month.
No, it's $40 a month just to get in.
Oh, okay.
But the exclusive, because there's tiers to it.
Oh, because it's tiers.
There's tiers to it. The exclusive is $200. So go sign up to that and report back.
Report back. Let us know.
Because a nigga mad ain't spending $200 on
that. I'm not
spending $20 on Tony Storm, so I ain't spending $200 on Mandy Rose.
Like, yo, man. It's just funny to me. Like, they was like, oh, she got fired. She got fired because she wouldn't get that shit up. Because who would get that shit up? If I'm making, on his side, I'm making $500,000 in a week. Yo, I'm not.
That was just the week she got fired.
Yeah. You got the potential to make $500,000 in a week. Like, fuck this shit you talking about.
Like, I ain't got to take no bumps.
And she on that shit with her fiance. I can fuck my fiance for free. I'm fucking my fiance and I'm getting paid for fucking him. Like, what? That shit is crazy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what she was doing and that's why she got fired.
Yeah. That's what she was doing.
And she deserved to get fired for that.
Now, they talked about it. It's X-rated content with her and Tino Sabinelli. He used to be signed with WWE. Yep. He's no longer with them. But, yeah, it was their X-rated content. She's making money off that. They got videos of them, from what the reports say, they got videos of them skinny dipping, them having sex in the pool and shit. Yo, if you getting paid for having sex with your man, why not?
I understand that. Good for her.
Yeah.
She's now officially a sex worker. Pop a titty out and I'll follow you on Twitter, bitch. Just like the rest of the sex worker hoes that I follow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't follow the ones. If you don't pop a titty out.
If you don't pop a titty out,
you don't get a follow.
You don't get a follow from me?
You don't get a follow.
You got to pop a titty out.
You got to pop a titty out. At least twice. Not just once.
Not just once? But what are they doing more than that? What if it's full frontal? Vagina and everything.
Oh, you get retweets, you get likes.
You got likes.
You know what I'm saying? You get all that from me. Retweets and likes. That's but if you just pop a titty out, I'll hit the like button. Like, good for you.
Yeah.
You don't get a follow for one titty.
You got to give me two. You got to give me two at least.
Two separate picks, not two titties in one pick.
Two separate picks.
Yes.
Gotcha. Understood. Yes.
There's levels to this.
Yeah, this is way off sports. Yo, man, we appreciate you guys listening to us as always, man. I understand that we can't do the episodes as frequently as we used to. But whenever we get together, man, we have a good time. And we appreciate you guys joining us on that good time. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I've been Antoine Waslicker. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast. And we out.
We out.